So I'm going to talk about consumer views on the legalization of hemp production. So I don't know if you guys have been paying attention lately, but hemp's kind of a big deal. Like, people are really, really excited or really, really upset. I don't know, maybe there's some people in the middle, but I haven't found anybody yet. So just a little history of how we got here. Everything old is new again. So back in the colonial era, hemp was a widely produced crop. I mean, every single farm had hemp production. They used it for rope. They used it for fabric. They used it for tons of different things, and it was just pretty much a universal crop that every farm grew. Back around 1937, this was the first law that essentially started the beginning of outlawing hemp. It was, it was considered a product that people couldn't tell the difference between marijuana and hemp. So what they wanted to do is kind of restrict the production of hemp. So this is when they started the first initial outlawing of hemp. And then by 1970, they produced the Controlled Substance Act, which combined hemp and marijuana, because it's really, really hard to tell the difference between hemp and marijuana, because essentially the only difference is the THC that is in the actual product. So in 1970, we had the War on Drugs, and the Controlled Substance Act was passed, and it combined them, essentially outlawing hemp. However, in 2014, there were kind of calls for legalizing hemp, because hemp is a product that is produced all around the world, and everyone was kind of like, hey, we should be on this bandwagon as well. And so in 2014, it was passed to be legalized, but it had some severe restrictions on it. And then in 2018, the Farm Bill removed it from the controlled substance as a controlled substance, and it was then put into a agricultural product classification. So now it is essentially legal throughout the United States. So everyone is kind of excited about this. So what is hemp? Hemp is actually it's cannabis, and it is classified as having less than 0.3%, 0.03%, should be 0.03%, or less THC by dry weight. And it can be used for a number of different things. It can be used for industrial products, personal care products, food products, and then the thing that people are probably really excited about, money-wise, is CBD oil. Is that it has potential? It has been seen to have potential, or kind of been put out there to potentially have a lot of economic value per acre. So in the past few years, the number of acres that are grown in the U.S. has exploded. There are currently, this is from 2017. I don't know if you guys can really see this. This is kind of small, but in 2017, there were 19 states, and then 20 in 2018, five additional states. So 24 states that were actually producing hemp that actually had acreage in the ground. And this year, I'm sure the numbers aren't out, but I'm sure it's going to be many, many more states that actually have hemp in the ground. They actually have acreage that they're producing. So, like I said, the green industry they want to start producing hemp. They want to switch. There are greenhouses, nurseries, and even turf operations that have been have been bought out or are thinking about selling or moving into the hemp industry. In Kentucky alone, there was a 1.8 million square foot indoor hemp operation that's going into production. They are going to grow clones, and they're going to finish off plants under glass. In Illinois, there is a 3.6 million square foot indoor production facility with 230 acres of outdoor production facilities. So what we wanted to know is how people feel about this, and can people tell the difference in terms of cannabis, hemp, and industrial hemp. Because currently, we have a generation that has never experienced the growth of hemp, and so we have the opportunity to define these terms to people. Do we want cannabis to be known as marijuana? Do we want hemp to be known as marijuana as well, or hemp that you grow for food and fiber? Do we want industrial hemp? What do we want these things to be known as? So we wanted to see, we did an initial survey just to see what people thought about these terms and what they thought were included in these terms. And then we also asked a question about how do they feel about the production of hemp-based products? Are they opposed to them? Do they think that they should be with restrictions? Do they think they should be just grown, you just grow them with no restrictions whatsoever? And we wanted to see how that worked out. So what we did was we took an online survey in April and May of this year. So this is very, very hot off the presses new stuff. We used Taluna. It's a survey company. Ben discussed it earlier, where they essentially have a panel, and then you give them the demographics and restrictions that you want for your panelists to take your survey. We had around 2,500 people take them from various states. We tried to make it pretty much even, but we did oversample Georgia because we are from Georgia. So, but we tried to make 10% from most of the southeastern states. But like I said, we oversampled. So we pretty much tried to stay within the demographics of the region, and we did a pretty good job of that. So I guess there's nothing that really stands out here, but we did sample, we broke it down into generations as well, and you can kind of see that they're roughly similar, the age brackets. So here's what we found out. So when you say the term cannabis, which of the following do you think apply? And the majority of people said that they believe, so these are percentages, and the labels are decimals, but it's all in percentages. And so the majority of people, when you say cannabis, they think medical marijuana. So cannabis is a term that people think marijuana, but there's also people who think that it's food products, it's industrial hemp. There's a kind of a mixing of what people actually believe. But by and large, the majority of people, they believe that it's medical marijuana, recreational marijuana, or CBD oil. So they believe that it's these terms here. However, when you move over to hemp, you tend to have a little more variation in what people think it is. So only 29% of people actually thought it was medical recreational marijuana. But a large number of people thought that it was medical marijuana as well. But then CBD oil was by far what most people thought about as hemp. So, but when I think of hemp, I think more of the food and fiber crops. And like not hardly anybody thought that it was food and fiber. So that's a little strange to me. But so when we use the term industrial hemp, we ask the same question. What do you think when you hear the term industrial hemp? More people thought that it was paper, so which is kind of random thing that I wouldn't have thought. I would have think industrial hemp. I would have thought maybe used for like animal bedding and we had a lot more categories here. These are the top categories that I'm showing you. But 20% of people had never even heard the term industrial hemp. So that was interesting to me as well. But less people do think when you say industrial hemp, they do think of the marijuana, like recreational marijuana and medical marijuana. So this is just kind of a breakdown of the perception of hemp for each state. 5 to 15% of people weren't even aware of the term hemp, which I don't know where these people are like hanging out, because it's been all over the news, it's been all over the newspapers. I mean, it's just crazy. I know, it's crazy. So this is broken down by state, and so the people that they're not aware, are there... The people that are most aware that hemp does not equal marijuana, there's more of it in Kentucky and Tennessee. And this might be because these guys have had hemp production for a longer period of time, and so maybe people are more familiar with the fact that they're what hemp is opposed to marijuana and medical marijuana. So these two states had the highest production of the states that were legal at the time, along with North Carolina. But yeah. So we also wanted to know, do people even know if it's legal in their state? So currently, laws have changed even since we've done this survey. So when we did this survey, the only ones where medical marijuana and believe hemp were actually grown and legal were Kentucky, North Carolina, and Tennessee. And so a large number of people didn't know that a lot of them didn't even know that hemp was grown, or they had no idea if hemp was legal or not. And then a lot of them, they were wrong in the fact that hemp was grown in their state. So that I thought was interesting to me too. And then this was a question about how do you feel about the production of the following products made with hemp. And most of these were pretty similar. People either had a problem with it or they didn't have a problem with it. And the majority of people, roughly I think it kind of goes along the 17 to 20% line of people think that hemp should not be grown for all categories. But they were pretty similar with each other. I haven't done full-on statistics, but a lot of the numbers, just taking a cursory look, they are pretty similar to one another. People are very okay with hemp. They're not necessarily, there are some hardliners, I guess, but most people are kind of as long as they're half that we're okay with it, say maybe there should be restrictions, half kind of say no, there shouldn't be restrictions. So like I said, what we need to do is we need to define these terms currently, because we can be ahead of the curve, because a lot of people don't even know what it is. And then there is some definite confusion about what's legal in each state, and the laws are constantly changing. I know that Georgia, in the past few weeks, the laws have changed. So it's very, very difficult and very, very hard for just people who actually do this for a living to keep up with the laws, much less the consumers that have no skin in the game. And like I said, the majority of people were okay with hemp production for food and industrial use. You guys have any questions here? Knew it.
Regarding growers, did you encounter any confusion among poorly informed growers about the difference between sun hemp and cannabis hemp?
So we did not talk to growers. We actually only surveyed consumers. But I am not sure about that. That might be a good question to ask people.
Sure, because I wondered about that, if there would be confusion with this cover crop and how it all relates for people who don't have a keen knowledge of botany, for example.
Well, I'm sure. And the thing about hemp, too, is that it's going to be difficult for people. I think there's going to be an oversupply of it, because everybody seems to feel like they're going to get in the game. And then second off, you have to follow it very, very closely to make sure that you have that threshold of THC in there. And then it's also, there have been actual loads of hemp that have been confiscated by the government, but was legal, for marijuana. So it's a very, right now it's still in the air, I'm not sure. And people are very excited, and people are very willing to put a lot of money into this, and I don't think that we have all the kinks worked out yet. I think we need to,
So if people were asked and they had the ideas of what it's used for, were they allowed to give a single answer, or were they allowed to give several answers?
We had, so there was a list of about 20 different things that we listed out, but they also had the option to put an other, and most people didn't put an other, but what they would do was literally they could click on it and say, this is what I think, and you could pick multiple answers. So that's what happened. Yeah.
So I have kind of a related question to the previous one. So in the surveys for consumer perception, I can't help but wonder if you provide three different terms and ask them what they think they mean, if they're inherently biased in thinking that they should be different, and maybe that could explain some of the variability and the responses between hemp versus industrial hemp and cannabis?
So the yes, and but the way you kind of get around that is you give them you give it to them in a randomized order to say, hey, so you might get industrial hemp first, you might get hemp second, you might get, so it randomizes it. So they're randomized questions. You got anything out of that? You're good.
I think we're
all right. Okay.